This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts lawmakers will be working out details this week on paid family leave, on raising up to $2 billion through taxes, and on cell phones. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, a quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by reporter Matt Murphy. Thanks for joining us, Matt, and happy 125th birthday to the State House News Service.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been here for only a small portion of that, but...
Well, it's great to talk to you again. Senators on Beacon Hill voted unanimously in support of a distracted driving measure to put the cell phone down. So now lawmakers need to reconcile the differences between House-passed and Senate-passed measures. Matt, what needs to be worked out?
Yeah, there's definitely broad agreement here on Beacon Hill, both in the legislature and Governor Charlie Baker, that the hands-free cell phone bill needs to be passed and become law. The big question now comes back to the issue that has kind of bogged this whole debate down in past years, and that's the issue of racial profiling and what to do about tracking data for police stops. The House and Senate both have measures in there to require police departments to report data to the state on traffic stops so that they can analyze it and make sure that this law is not disproportionately affecting any one race or ethnicity. But they are differing on whether or not all traffic stops should be reported to the state or just stops that result in tickets or citations for the cell phone violations and other infractions. The House considered the all stops reporting requirement and determined that they thought it would be unfeasible and not really workable for police, particularly in cases where a police officer may pull someone over to the side of the road, give them a warning, or maybe they just wanted to tell them that their taillight was out or that their tire was low on air or something more benign like that. But the Senate thinks that this could be done, and they're going to work with the police chiefs as they negotiate amongst themselves on how to get to a final compromise.
This week, another item that's coming around again is the millionaire's tax. Last time we saw it coming from a ballot question, and it was ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Judicial Court. This time, Matt, the push that is expected to raise up to $2 billion is coming from within the legislature. So what's the buzz on this?
Yeah, the courts determined that the question that was headed towards the ballot last year was unconstitutional because it both proposed to raise or impose this surtax on income above $1 million, but then it also would have directed how that money could be spent. And the court said that this improperly mingled two different issues. The legislature is not bound by those restrictions, however. So this proposal, which was filed in the House by Rep. Jim O'Day of West Boylston, that is the bill that is moving forward. It requires a higher threshold than it did the last time around in the legislature. It needs 101 votes to move on to the next session. But in a test vote that was taken last month, 156 supporters on record of moving this forward. So it appears it would have the support. And like you said, this is very similar. It would impose a 4% surtax on all income above $1 million and dedicate that money to education and transportation spending.
Also this week, there's an effort to delay the paid family and medical leave law for 3 months. You've followed this issue. What's the holdup and why is it coming up now?
Yeah, this is the law that passed last summer, guaranteeing 12 weeks of paid leave for employees to care for a newborn child or to care for themselves. In some instances, you can get up to 20 weeks to care for a military veteran. But this whole law is scheduled to begin rolling out on July 1st with a payroll tax that would be imposed on workers and employers, split between the two, to pay for this program when the benefits kick in 2021. And the business community and the groups pushing for paid family leave last year have asked for a 3-month delay, and the legislature is trying to figure out whether or not they want to go along with it, and they're running out of time given that businesses would need to know very soon whether or not they need to start collecting this payroll tax on July 1. So we are awaiting resolution of this. The governor, Senate president are on board. The speaker says he still has questions about what the impact of a delay might be. So this is something we're going to be watching closely for this week as it has a potential big impact on employers around the state.
The governor's on board with a delay or on board with a July 1st start?
Actually, both. He says that he wants a delay. He supports a delay because businesses have asked for a delay. But he also says that his administration is ready to roll if need be, that they have done the work to prepare to roll this program out. And if there is no delay, that the new Department of Paid Family and Medical Leave will be ready to go.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. We'll be right back.